Hello everyone, this is Dan Riley for Sports Talk on Passionate World Internet Radio. According to ESPN, it's been found that deceased former NFL star Steve McMichael, a Super Bowl champion with the Chicago Bears, had CTE. While it is tragic, it's a wake-up call for the NFL when it has already implemented rules to prevent head injuries and the like. Only recently have NFL teams started refusing to let concussed players back into games. Thank goodness the days of playing with the concussion are gone forever. I don't think it goes far enough, though. The NFL should have been worrying about concussions all along. While not every retired player has CTE, it's considered a threat to every current player, as it should. I want to discuss steps the NFL can take to address this problem. Simply refusing to let concussed players back into the games won't cut it. First off, any player with a concussion must sit out for a month. No exceptions or questions asked. Boxing did this for a long time, which tells you something. And the NFL's been stupid enough not to follow their lead. Football is a game where it's too dangerous to be showing concussion symptoms like balance loss or confusion. There's no excuse not to make a concussed player take a month off. The mind needs at least 4 weeks to rest in order to get back in shape, as far as I'm concerned. For that matter, rules in the league need to be passed requiring guys to retire after a certain amount of concussions. It's for their own good. Test guys' mental health, their rookie year, and put in their contracts if they'll retire if they get, say, 4 concussions. The game can't survive if guys take too many head hits. A baseline test for cognitive skills before their rookie year should indeed be put in. And they can test it as guys' careers go on. Then when too many concussions take place, you're done. The NFL has finally focused on taking the head out of blocking and tackling. Good for them. They should keep that up. But players need to understand they're playing with fire, playing too long, taking a hit to the head. In fact, for all I know, we may reach a point where getting rid of the kickoff becomes an option. Even nowadays. I don't know. But the truth is, for some guys, less may be more. And the NFL can put in the steps I mentioned simply to avoid further controversy. In the end, it's now or never for the NFL to take drastic steps. Because it can't fool around with this problem. Not after hearing what happened to Steve McMichael's mind. This is Dan Riley. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long.